Welcome to the Sage HMS podcast series. Today, we're speaking with Todd Mingo, who is the general manager of sales at Sage HMS, about HIMSS 20, the theme of going beyond clinical decision support, and much, much more. And Todd, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And before we really dive into HIMSS and the theme of going beyond clinical decision support, if you don't mind, tell us a bit more about your background.
Yeah, so my background has been primarily in at the highest level healthcare, but most specifically in diagnostic imaging. I've been in many different types of commercial roles with a lot of the major diagnostic imaging OEMs like GE Healthcare and Philips Healthcare in a variety of different types of commercial roles. So I've been field sales management as well as product marketing. My last role was in marketing MRI scanners to the Americas for GE Healthcare.
Oh, that's great. So then you're certainly very familiar with clinical decision support. And I know we're a big part of this conversation today is really about going beyond clinical decision support. So if you don't mind, tell us more about this. And also, Sage HMS is going to be at HIMSS 20. I think that's all going to be tied in together. So would love to hear more about that.
Sure. So first thing to know is clinical decision support is not new. Clinical decision support and the idea of clinical decision support has been around for quite some time. Specifically in radiology and the utilization of clinical decision support for advanced diagnostic imaging studies, it's really sort of coming to the forefront of priorities for healthcare providers because of a law that was passed in 2014, which is the Protecting Access to Medicare Act. The Protecting Access to Medicare Act has a variety of incentives in it, not just for diagnostic imaging. There's other service lines that it impacts as well. However, it does change the incentive structure in the delivery of diagnostic imaging exams in that it requires the use of a clinical decision support mechanism, what's called a CDSM, as a consult in the process. And so a primary care provider must consult a clinical decision support mechanism prior to ordering a diagnostic imaging test. And that is new. And what the PAMA law has done is created incentives for the various players in that process to use a QDSM in order to get reimbursement. Now, it only applies to Medicare today, Medicare patients on an outpatient basis today. However, clinical decision support can deliver benefit in for exams that are outside of outpatient and or Medicare. So many healthcare delivery organizations are still looking at clinical decision support as a mechanism to standardize the level of care and streamline workflow. So it has those broad implications. The PAMA law is in effect this year. It's an education and operational application year for clinical decision support. Next year, the financial incentives kick in. So the industry in and of itself is moving very rapidly to deploy the technology in preparation for January 1st, 2021, when those financial incentives start to kick in.
Oh, that's great. That's great background there. And obviously, you mentioned everything's moving really quickly when it comes to this, to the incentives. But you know, healthcare technology and innovation is also moving incredibly fast. You know, we're seeing the rise of AI and other machine learning types of innovations as well. And how does AI kind of play into the next level of clinical decision support?
That's a great question. We are working on that now here at DSS. We have a clinical decision, a qualified clinical decision support mechanism, which is called RADWISE. And clinical decision support mechanisms are going to generate a significant amount of data as it becomes more widely deployed. That data is going to be usable to impact the quality of care in a variety of different ways. AI is going to play a critical role in being able to take that data and extract from it intelligence that healthcare providers can use to improve the quality of care. An example of application of AI that we are closely looking at is the utilization of AI to extract additional information out of a radiology report and make sure that healthcare providers are paying attention not only to the primary findings, but also the incidental findings. And by doing that, it has a significant impact for both the healthcare organization as well as the patient. So we see an integration of clinical decision support with other technologies like AI to optimize the entire diagnostic imaging process.
That's great. Are you seeing other providers out there in the marketplace doing this? It sounds like we're pretty well ahead of the curve, or we're going to be shortly with this, right?
We are right now pretty well ahead of the curve. We obviously have our work to do, but we do not see a significant effort on the part of many of the other providers that we see day in and day out making the investments in this area. We believe that that will separate us from some of our competitors, in that our suite of applications will in fact deliver a significantly higher value and have a dramatically increased impact on the performance of the healthcare organization.
That's great. And, you know, another thing that I understand is going on the Sage HMS side. And, you know, first of all, obviously DSS has a huge 25 plus year legacy in the federal health IT arena, specifically a lot in the Department of Veterans Affairs. And it sounds like Sage HMS is moving into that territory as well. If you don't mind, tell us more about that and how RadWise can help with the VA and its care mission.
Yeah, so the VA has a different set of incentives than your typical private sector customer. As I mentioned about earlier about the Protecting Access to Medicare Act and the fact that it creates this set of incentives to drive the adoption of clinical decision support, the VA has a different mission. The application of clinical decision support can still play a critical role in helping them achieve that mission. And by that, I mean the standardization of care. What the VA's focus is to make sure that the best care is delivered to each and every patient wherever they are. Clinical decision support puts the best knowledge for the utilization of advanced imaging technology in the hands of every healthcare provider. So no matter where a VA patient may be, his provider can have access to the best knowledge about the application utilization of diagnostic imaging. And so the VA has a different goal, but still clinical decision support can play a vital role in them achieving that goal. As such, Sage HMS, as a company of DSS, is focused on driving adoption of clinical decision support throughout the VA in 2020. DSS has a deep and wide heritage of doing business with the VA, as well as deploying applications throughout the VA. I believe we have 40-plus applications currently running throughout the VA. So we have significant relationships and a significant track record of working with the VA to drive better patient care. This year is the focus for clinical decision support to work with the VA to drive adoption and to improve the standardization of care throughout the VA.
That's great. And you know what, Todd, I might be stating the obvious here, but the combination of DSS's legacy, Sage HMS, RadWise, this is a pretty unique differentiation for us as a whole for the VA compared to other industry providers, right?
That is, in fact, correct. And we are working really hard to make sure we take advantage of that advantage. As I mentioned, we have broad and deep relationships throughout the VA, and we're hearing from them that this standardization of care is an important critical to quality initiative for them. And so we are working with our contacts throughout the VA to drive adoption of clinical decision support and make sure that it meets their needs and it helps them achieve their mission.
That's great. You know, Todd, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I'm sure we could talk for hours about this topic. It's certainly fascinating. You're certainly meeting a huge market need out there. But for the purposes of this podcast, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed today?
Well, I think, you know, clinical decision support, while today it is focused primarily on advanced imaging, at least as far as the Protecting Access to Medicare Act goes, we see application of clinical decision support across many service lines in a healthcare organization. As an example, the lab and the ordering of lab tests, pharmacy as another, and genetics. Genetics is the use of genetics testing is exploding, and many primary care providers really do not have a good, clear understanding of which genetic test to order and when. And we believe clinical decision support can play a role in those various areas as well. And so the future is pretty bright when you combine it with the ability for artificial intelligence to add benefit in terms of the utilization of the data that clinical decision support drives. The future is very bright, and we are very excited about clinical decision support here at DSS.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Sage HMS podcast interview with Todd Mingo, who is the general manager of sales at Sage HMS. And Todd was kind enough to share his insights on kind of going beyond clinical decision support, the role of clinical decision support with the VA, along with DSS's legacy along that, and HIMSS 20. And Todd, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Matt.